There is a push to create a new inner city suburb. You know how you and I have said in the past, heck, I mean, every elephant has to be given a Tyler, you know, a name from Thailand. Can't one of them be called Bruce? There's a push to create a new inner city suburb. Councillor Marcus Pearl from Port Phillip Council joins us. Councillor, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for your time.
No worries. So it's part of the Fisherman's Bend redevelopment. How many suburb names will there be in Fisherman's Bend?
Well, there's no plans to make any suburb names at the moment, but there's four precincts at the moment. So we envisage that they will become suburbs eventually, and this is the first cab off the rank.
And it is called?
It's Montague. So the current precinct is called Montague. The first street in that area in the 1850s was named after John Montague, spelled M-O-N-T-A-G-U, which the spelling's changed. He was the fourth Earl of Sandwich. Not a particularly well-known person in the pages of history, but he was the inventor of the sandwich itself.
Oh, so he was the fourth Earl of Sandwich was the person responsible for the sandwich because he didn't want to get up from the gambling table, so he just put some beef between two pieces of bread.
Exactly. The spelling changed over time. It's now M-O-T-A-G-U-E. It had one of Australia's first train stations in it in the 1880s that was built there. And effectively, this is all about connecting the history of that area with its future.
That area is currently in what suburb?
It's in three suburbs, actually. A little bit of it is in South Bank. Most of it's in South Melbourne, a little bit in Port Melbourne.
Okay, so does this mean in the future there's going to be an opportunity to name three more suburbs/precincts?
There could potentially well be, but Montague is by far the one that has its own identity. So you'll know the Montague Street Bridge, obviously, which is very famous, but it has a rich history. It used to have thousands of people living there. There will be thousands of people, upwards of 9,000 dwellings in the next few decades that will be built there. So it's important that this area has a really strong connection to its past to ensure that it has a very exciting and prosperous future.
Does this mean it needs it's going to need a town hall to be built?
No, we've got enough town halls in the city of Port Phillip. We're one council. We have three town halls at the moment. They're wonderful places, but we won't need another town hall.
Well, you need will the suburb have an umbrella name? We know that in the Millway, for example, there are big block suburbs like Collingwood and Carlton and Richmond and the like, and there are the smaller ones like Travancore and Hadfield. Will there be an umbrella suburb, say, called Fisherman's Bend?
Well, it's too early to say, but I think what it will have is Fisherman's Bend should be a beautiful, vibrant precinct with four very distinctive, separate suburbs within it as the decades go by. Mm.
Councillor, you said that it was Montague was a railway station. Does that railway station still exist?
Well, it's the tram stop now. So you'd remember that Australia's first railway line went from the city to Port Melbourne, and Montague was one of the train stations that was on those lines there. But it's now a tram stop because it's been converted to the light rail.
Light rail. Councillor, nice to chat.
Thanks for the opportunity. Talk to you later.
Councillor Marcus Pearl from Port Phillip Council.
Have you been on the light rail?
I don't know. Does it go to the Grand Prix?
Yes.
Well, I have.
It's terrific. It's a great system. It goes to Fitzroy Street, St Kilda as well, and through Albert Park. It's great.
Rail is the future. Don't you worry about that.
Absolutely.